Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. How important was getting a power play goal last Saturday just for the feel-good status?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it's fine, but again, it was probably a shot. It was a long shot. The goalie probably should have had it, but yeah, it makes you feel good because your percentage is better, but we still have to get better, Schultz. We have to get better puck movement. We better get a better net front presence. We just got to... You know, we got to do a better job with puck recovery. It's just we got to almost simplify even a little bit more, and that's what you got to do in times when you're struggling.
Last weekend, obviously not the results you wanted, but what were some positives that you pointed out to the guys this week?
Well, I mean, the positives are like, I don't want to, again, we can talk about our basically our objectives, and scoring chances were, dead even both nights. I think but there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot going on. The bottom line was that they scored some goals, though, especially, night two. Night one, it was one of those games where, they got the last shot. The next night, we stubbed our toe and we got behind, and we have a, self-inflicted penalty, and then they go up 3-0. So the next night, the scoring chances were the same, but the bottom line, it doesn't matter because, again, it's hard to sit there and say, they're playing with a 2 and 3 goal lead most of the night. So, again, there's going to be less scoring chances for them.
You've been through winning streaks. You've been through losing streaks. Are the highs not as high anymore and the lows not as low 25 years in?
The lows are low. I mean, for sure. No, you live in the moment. You always live in the moment. And the moment is what where the wounds are. And eventually, again, after a while, those wounds heal. But no, I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are, how many times you've been through it. You got to try to get your guys out of it. And you're right, winning streaks aren't a big deal because, again, that's going to end. And all you're doing is trying to survive for the next weekend, in this business. And but the losing streaks, no, you got to do what you can as a coaching staff and a leadership group with your guys and figure out, again, what's the best possible way of trying to get out of this. And sometimes it's not easy because the margin of error at our level is razor thin.
Riley Funk gets to quote-unquote come home this weekend. Having played him, I'm sure you knew what kind of a player he was. Did you know what kind of a dude he was?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we knew kind of that he was a high, high character, high substance guy for sure.
How has that trickled down to the rest of the team? Because he seems like a guy that guys are going to listen to.
Yeah, he's just Funker's just a good person, and he does things the right way. He says the right thing. He does things the right way. And guys like being around him because he's a lot of positive energy as well.
I think one of the most telling things, email the booth when Northern was in Bemidji. A bunch of their fans were, man, we really do miss him. That's the kind of the guy. That's the kind of player that you want on your team, right?
Oh, for sure. And that's why we recruited him.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Head Coach Tom Cerutori. People look at records, Tom, and say, wow, Northern's struggling. You look back to where they were when Grant Patolny left. They had, two, three, four guys on their roster. It's going to take them some time. As you've watched them, how much better are they than their record says?
They're the best 2-20 whatever team I've ever seen. And, I'm nervous about this weekend. And they skate well. They've played their young guys. They've played them a ton. And those young guys are they're good hockey players, and they're playing with a lot of gusto right now because – Dave's going with them. He's going with them, and these guys are battle tested. I mean, they're playing a lot of hockey, and they've lost so many tight games, and but they're hard to play against.
What did you notice out of them last Saturday in particular? I mean, every team has a rival. I don't know that they quite go to the extent that Northern and Tech do. That is a rivalry to its fullest, and to beat your rival like that, to me, says something.
Well, on the road too, and they beat them on the road. So, they were, they were really good that night, and they deserve that win.
What do they do in particular that you are mindful of and need to make sure that your guys are ready for?
Well, it's just things that everybody they are very good defensively. They want to really. They take one quadrant of the ice, and they really overload one quadrant of the ice, and it's really tough to penetrate. They relieve pressure well, so again, it's hard to get sustained pressure. And they got good team speed; they get up and